Good day, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Talk About Epic. I'm your boy, Million Lifeguard.
I'm Washington RL.
K-Dub.
All right, and in this episode of Talk About Epic, we're going to kind of switch gears. The Netflix God has blessed us last weekend. I released a new Transformers series and the second season of Umbrella Academy. So we're going to be talking about that today in this episode. Umbrella Academy, you've seen two episodes. What do you think so far?
He saw two episodes of the first season.
I think it's cool as shit. It's interesting, the powers these guys have. One chick who seems to be powerless, in my mind, I'm like...
Wait for it.
That chick is going to be the most powerful out of all of them.
Wait for it.
Like, nobody had to tell me anything, like, wait just knowing it. Comic books.
Yeah, anybody who watched comic books kind of know where we're going here.
Yeah.
She has no power, and she was just left aside? Nah. Yeah. She's got to become the monster. Yeah.
So, talk about the characters. What do you like about them? Which one is your favorite one?
So far.
Talking about power-wise, is definitely be the kid.
The kid, the number five.
Number five, yeah. Teleportation.
Yeah, no okay. Doubt.
So, those of you who don't watch Umbrella Academy, it's about 42 kids got born from virgin mothers. So like on some Jesus Christ type shit. They just popped out, boom. And they all had special abilities.
I don't know. One guy kissed her before she went into the water and then... I mean, is he your daddy now?
I must be. I mean, it gotta be, right? Yeah, think about it. So,
she's still a virgin.
Yeah, this is the question. If you're with a virgin and she has a kid, who was a daddy, right? This is the situation Joseph was in like 2,000 years ago, right?
That first scene alone, I'm like, damn, are you planning to take responsibility for this shit?
Is the crazy part is that's the first thing came to my head. Like, think about it. You dating a virgin, and all of a sudden she goes to the pool, comes out, she has a kid.
Yeah, but then who's gonna believe she's actually a virgin?
That's what I'm saying, right? You know, society
always... We don't believe that now.
You're out of that. Like, society going to look at you like, yeah, you were a virgin. They're going to look at you like someone...
Yeah, had sex with an alien.
Your favorite character is number five. Yeah. Why number five? His powers and his attitude.
Hell yeah, man.
But I know I like him. That's my favorite too, but I like him for a different reason.
Yeah, and I like him. I don't like the goddamn actor. Goddamn kid acting like a 50-year-old something. Old,
yeah, it shows some acting chops on his side, like... Because you have to visualize it. You got to be this cranky old man, except I can't drink. Okay? So how far have you been in?
Well, I've seen the first season. I haven't even started the second season yet. Not really interested yet. But, I mean, I've been hearing good things from you and Carlson. So it's our
Carlson boys. Finished it.
He killed it. He's like, so he said the same thing as you did. So I have more reason to watch it now. You know, but, I mean, for me... The character that I like, obviously, is the Dead Whisperer.
Yeah, Klaus.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite characters.
The flamboyant one.
Yeah.
The junkie.
Yeah.
He was definitely on some other shit.
Yeah, he's pretty interesting. So I like him, and because I feel like everybody is worried, like with season one or whatever, everybody's focused on their own shit.
Yeah.
Right, but he cannot be focused on his own shit. Because of how his ability works.
He has to deal with other people's shit.
Yes, and like, you're hearing other people. I don't know how far you got. But his life is not his own. Because of how the situations around him talk to him. Randomly. You understand? Yeah, so.
Yes, I know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so he's like in a state of... uncontrollable, like his life is uncontrollable. I think that's why the whole drugs come in or whatever. He uses it as a way to kind of...
Yeah, I think that's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, that's definitely a coping
mechanism. Yeah, once I saw him taking drugs, I also thought like...
The randomness of his power, you can't control it. You can't tell certain things to stop doing what they do.
The crazy part is he's actually one of the strongest one there.
Of course.
All right? It has to be. So I think that's a way of balancing him out.
But the question is, I mean, he only does that to the other guy, right?
Yeah.
To his brother or whatever, right? Can he do to other people as well?
Yeah, he could anywhere there's a ghost, he could communicate with him. Because there's a scene in the new season, I'm not gonna spoil it, but in a situation where life and death, and he actually calls a ghost to save his life. And it was a random fucking Civil War looking motherfucker. So yeah, he could any ghost that's there, he could. So if you go in an area where,
but it has to be there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the real world, I'm pretty sure. Everywhere has a dead body somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, but not everywhere has a dead body that you're going to need at this point in time.
Yeah, like, so this is what I don't understand about the power. Like, how does he convince a random ghost to help him and fight for me, right?
I think his power has a certain level of allure or control.
Yeah, so you think he kind of controls these ghosts?
I think on some level. It's kind of like, you know, when you somebody you can speak his words itself, kind of like
compels them to do what he wants. Yeah.
Not in a old like a mind control way. So they still have their own.
Oh, okay, but because of that.
Nah, not mind.
You thought he's like the rumor like for ghosts.
Nah.
That would be so cool though, if he's like the rumor cool. for ghosts. Yeah.
I mean, as ghosts, you know what ghosts are? They just sitting there, lost in thing. If somebody calls you, that's the most exciting you had in your
You've been wandering
life.
Around for about 100 years. Somebody you know calls. I mean? You.
Somebody
you gotta,
notice you.
Yeah.
Know that you're there.
You see me.
What you need?
You
like,
see me.
What you
see
need?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah, why would they not be willing? You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's some cool shit, though.
So, yeah, I like his, I feel his character has more. I like the Five as well. Five is a badass. We know that. We've seen that already.
Yeah.
So, but he's his character. You know what yeah. I'm saying? But I think this dude's character is more complicated because he's battling with so much at once.
This is why, like, I think Five is my favorite because you don't understand the stress Five has to go through. Okay. Five is an old man. He's been there, done that. He's one of the top spies in the agency.
Yeah.
As in, they fucking scared of him. Five would go in there and kill a whole freaking team of motherfuckers like Dan, Ivan, Blink. And now, you're a grown man. Klaus. You're used to dealing with grown adults, right? And then you come back in time now, and then your brothers and sisters are freaking kids. But you're basically the adult. These people, they still growing.
So okay,
you can see the frustration when he talks to them.
Let me ask you a question though: since he's old and he's from the past, did he see them grow up fully? Or remember they disappeared? No.
He jumped. He made it. All right. So the whole thing with him is he jumped.
Yeah, but he's an old man.
Now, first thing, you should know that old man.
Oh, he jumped and he lived in the.
Let me explain. Let me explain what's going on. So old man, first of all, old man Hardgraves is the worst fucking dad ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely got that.
He is the worst goddamn dad. He's so bad that he does something in the future that I'm like, God. I thought he was bad, but then they just took him to him.
Second season?
Yeah.
He became worse?
There's a reason. He did something, but Hardgrave got more depth to him than you realize. So he's a dick, but he's like one of my favorite characters based on the situation he's in.
I have no doubt, man. I have no doubt that all of them went through some
but
shit.
He's not even a human being. How much episodes?
But yeah.
He's late, so it's not buzzing as used to be, but. That was clear who he was already.
To reiterate what I'm saying is
that. He was in like commercials and shit?
Yeah, it was in commercials.
Yeah, so he had a shitty dad. Never met his real parents. First of all, and now I'm like an old man trapped in a 90-year-old body. Or however the hell all his characters. And I got to deal with this. And I got to look at these children like they're equal. Man, have you any idea how many people I've killed? All right? I've been there, done that. The shit I've seen, you ain't going to see this shit in your lifetime. Okay, I've seen the apocalypse twice. I've helped prevent the apocalypse. Okay, and then now he has to, especially this motherfucker, Diego. Diego is one of our friends, but he's stubborn as hell. And I like that dynamic between he and Five, where he's the stubborn one. But then, a surprising favorite character this season is number one.
Why is that?
Number one in season one was this Captain America type character, and now in season two, now when Five come, we're like, yo, the world about to end in a couple of days. We got to stop it. And he turns on and tells him, like, oh, fuck it. I don't care. That was, like, the most surprising, I feel like.
Luthor?
Yeah. Luthor is, like, now he just don't give
but
a fuck. He was the leader. But
he should expect that.
For a second day, he showed, like, yo, I got my breaking point. I'm just here. I'm just a boxer.
No, but he always had his breaking point.
Huh? Yeah.
The whole situation of how he became him, he doesn't really give a
shit. I feel like he that kind of balances him out because the relationship with Allison kind of helps that. Because
he tries to hold it together, but he's living a life that he has no control of.
And you can tell, he's on the verge of snapping.
He's upset. He can't have a normal life, fam.
Damn. Yeah.
But I'm saying, considering the situation, I like his...
Considering the life everybody else in his family
has. They can literally wake up and do stuff he wishes he could do.
Yeah, considering the situation he had to deal with, I'm surprised he lasted long. But like, he finally kind of snaps for a second.
I saw that in season one.
Yeah.
He tried to hold it together because he's the older one. So it was his job to keep his family
together.
Remember,
he was like the one that the dad is always looking for. He's the leader of the team.
Yeah.
Okay? He's the leader of the team.
Yeah.
And you see what dad said at the funeral? First thing, or dad mouth, it's all your fault. Your brother died. And when you're talking about, who's the leader of the team?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's my fault. It's not y'all fault. It's my fault. I'm the leader. I'm the one I gotta put. I got his chess pieces. I gotta position.
Yeah.
Right. And it's prey. Except these pieces are your sisters and brothers, right? So you gotta make sure.
So let me ask you a question. Did they know what Klaus' power was before the brother?
I don't think so, because Klaus is always a delinquent. So I don't think they expected. This is the idea. This is just from the series. I ain't talking. I'm not gonna dive in comic book shit. Right, but from what I get from the show, they don't rely on Klaus that much because of who he is. And
yeah, he's a slacker.
He's always, you know, he's a junkie. All he does is fucks and smoke.
That's all he does.
So they don't really look to him to do much.
And the funny part about it, the one that is no longer there is the one that's keeping him in check.
Interesting enough, like, think about it. If you're on a team, would you rely on Klaus for anything, knowing the kind of person he is?
Nah.
Okay, exactly.
There's no way.
There's no freaking way. You're a freaking junkie, bro. I'm not going to... Life and death situation, people going to die because of you. And I ain't trying to have that. I want to just put you on the bench. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Yeah. But I like all the characters. That is real. My favorite is just Klaus because he's... I mean, my favorite is number 5 because he's old and cynical. I feel like...
Yeah, and I feel his... For a kid to be able to play him?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's dope shit.
I mean, it speaks to the actor.
That's what I'm saying. He plays him. He really embodies an old man in a young body's body.
Like. Yeah. Because I remember there's a scene in episode in the first season where he's a kid. This other woman, she don't know that's a kid. She don't know that's a grown man in a kid's body. And she wanted him to play with her son. He looks at her like, bitch, I ought to eat my own foot. I'm playing shit. That's some fucked up shit that a grown man would say. An old man would say, right? So it just his mannerisms, though, yeah, and everything. I was like, yeah, I like the character and the actor. I think it speaks to the actor. You
know? I feel she's Allison is very underrated.
I wish she was stronger. I wish the rumor was stronger, son. She way too easy to take out.
Well, I mean, she sounds like she's more of a support character.
She is. She cannot.
She has to be sneaky with her ability.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's like a rogue. She has to be like,
yeah,
you know. Because
you can't expect her to be frontline
again.
So I mean, actually, if she yells, does it have the same effect?
We don't know. We never seen her power on that level. We don't know how strong her power is.
Oh, okay,
this is only this season we just saw her control 3 dudes.
Okay,
remember the first in the opening season two when the wall was fighting, like she controlled them 3 dudes. We don't know. But here's the thing: are they that strong because of that timeline? Because remember, that's a paradox.
Yeah,
dimension that never happened.
Yeah,
that's a paradox. That apocalypse never happened because...
No, I mean, so you think they, because of that, her powers evolved?
It gotta be.
I think, because we never see how far it got into, how far the...
People do get strong in Dream War, and I think, like...
Yeah, but we never know how that time far that, she's so strong. Far that rabbit hole go in the comic book. We don't know that, but I think she can...
I definitely think they're going for the long haul, so she'll get more powerful.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're gonna...
I think she can just speak it into, while it's there, instead of just running around trying to...
And, you know? I mean... Me, I know if I had that power, I'd kill him in way more
creative ways.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is why I love the Umbrella Academy. I love my two friends.
Remember, they're still like kids.
I understand.
They have to portray them as kids.
That's a nitpick. That's just a nitpick.
Yeah, right? The first season, they stumbled.
Yeah, that
falls.
Like I said, that's a nitpick.
We
had kids fighting crap.
So it's just showing them. But funny enough, when they were younger, when the father was there to fucking
control everything,
it was better. But now they have to be their own.
People and shit,
that's when it kind of gets, you know? And that adds kind of a flavor to it. Because they had their own shit, they broke up, everybody went their own way, and then something crazy happened, he comes back after...
I already know where they're going with the third season. So, based on how the shit ended, the third season should be interesting. But the second season, another reason I like it too is when it took place. That was like in the height of the UFO era. There's even if you're a UFO nut, you're not going to get it. Unless you're a UFO nut, you're not going to get that reference. But there's like a group of gentlemen in there. Well, in the real world, they call them the Majestic 12, but there's a version of them in there. Yeah. Turns out Hardgrave is part of that. So for those of non-UFO nuts, the Majestic 12 is a group of people that was formed after Roswell. Because the government, it took them 3 days to get to the Roswell crash site. So as a result, they created this group of people that's was the former, the head of the CIA back then. Dudes like a shadow government type shit.
Yeah.
And so that, the 12 gentlemen you see in the second season, they were like like kind of like a reference to them. Right. And I was like, I like that shit. As a UFO nerd, I'm like, yeah, that's good. But it's the 60s. So it's all type of shit going on. All type of conspiracy shit going on. That's when Kennedy died and all that shit. So it's one of the coolest times to shoot.
I can see that shit.
All right. I don't like the clothes, but I like that time. I like the time it took place and all that holodynamic. All right. Watch the damn thing. It's really good.
I believe you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, based on the first season that I've seen, it's definitely going to be
If you like comic books, my thing is, I never liked... I mean, I love the Iron Man shit, all those mainstream comic books, but...
My
problem with that is...
Triple A comic books.
Yeah, I love the Triple A comic books. It's called the Triple A comic books. Yeah. You know, the famous... But
yeah.
My thing is, it was not...
Dark. Mainstream.
It's like, not dark enough. If you want the dark stuff, you gotta go read the comic books.
No. They got some dark stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they got some dark stuff. I've read
every comic book has a dark version.
Okay. But I'm like,
it might not be as popular.
We would never see a dark version of Captain America now.
Why not?
Because Disney has license.
For the comic books?
Yeah.
The comic books could do whatever they want to.
I don't think we'll ever see a series where Captain America is getting dirty and killing people.
No, you're not. But you wasn't gonna see that. You wasn't going to see that online because of what the character is. It's a comic book character.
And I feel like there's only...
They're going to focus on the kids more. We're adults. We also partake, but kids are the majority of people. That age group, teenage age group.
Yeah, but Umbrella Academy is not for kids demographic. It's an adult.
I know, but that's specific. You're talking about Captain America and Umbrella Academy.
Captain America.
But I'm saying another part.
He's wearing the flag.
I was making a point. But I'm saying is, the thing is, while the reason I like it, because it takes the superhero thing and make it darker. And for me, the dark stuff more relatable. Because, like, you know, that whole superhero all the save the day type shit. And even if, but I have no problem with the superhero saving the day, but I'm like, I want him to sacrifice a lot to get that shit, right? It's the whole thing. It relates more.
To be consequences. When there's consequences to their actions, it's easier to relate to them.
Exactly. And that's how you get immersed, right?
Yeah.
That's how I could get immersed and watch this overnight. Because I'm like, this can't get enough of it. You know? It's the world they build, like, between the characters and
the reason why, like, I can't get most shows, right? I'm mental when it comes to most shows, right?
Yeah.
I'm very into, like, when I get into a show, I want certain things to make sense. But the way shows are made up, a lot of things wrong has to go on. It gets me upset.
Sometimes. They leave a lot of plateaus. They don't
have to say. Yeah, stop. Like, you shouldn't have done that. Like, that's common sense not to do that, but it has to be that way for the show to make have its forward. High and lows,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it shuts me off.
Yeah.
I can't watch that shit.
Same thing. That
you
shit does piss
so
me
that's
off
why
too.
A lot of times I don't binge watch shit unless things that I know for sure is gonna be a certain way. There's certain shows we watch, we know. We don't have to worry. We know they get the understanding of how the shit works. It's gonna go. It has its downfalls and its upfalls, but like
the characters move logically and shit.
Yeah, like when they take future like superpowers and shit and put it into a real
world setting,
a lot of shit has to go wrong for the highs and lows to go through. Like, we've seen Superman get his ass beat number of times, but we know how it's going to clear.
He always going to win and then.
This takes longer. Like, in the beginning, they had to get their shit rocked, right? And then after a while, they come together.
I mean, that's part of character development.
But it's just drawn out.
You have to lose.
It's drawn out.
Long.
So you're watching a few episodes well of
I mean, because just... it's a series. We have more time to
so
go
for,
into detail.
But I'm saying, for me as a person, it's just a lot to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot to watch for me. I can't binge watch these niggas getting ass beat the entire time and then at the end. I can't do it. I take my time, watch a few episodes, and then when I have the patience for that shit again, I continue watching. Or
nah, dude, I'll be binging out like overnight as a season come out. Like, I already know.
I used to binge watch all the
time. The new season of The Boys, I'm gonna finish that in like a night.
The Boys are different.
The Boys is different.
The Boys is different.
What's the difference in The Boys and The Boys?
Things.
I mean, what they're up against makes sense. Why they
and the, some
it's
of the,
expected for them to lose.
Yeah,
the development of the characters I think moves a lot faster within The Boys,
And I think it makes sense.
But I mean, The Boys, the characters they already established, we already know the type of characters we're dealing with, right? So we already know that Homelander is Superman. We already know that the Speedster, that's a Flash. The chick, that's a Wonder Woman.
Yeah, their abilities.
We know they basically took characters we already established and make them dark. I think they make them realistic. Cause
nah, they didn't make them dark. Make them realistic.
That's how I'm saying.
Yeah.
They make them dark slash realistic.
Yeah.
Me, that resonated with me. Because let's be real. If I had powers in real life, I ain't fighting crime.
I'll fight crime.
I think most people...
I'll fight crime for a paycheck.
Nah, for sure, you are a definite villain.
Yeah, I'm a definite villain.
You're a fucking villain.
We know this. Anybody know me, like, yeah, I'm definitely a villain.
Because you see, the way you see the world, you're not going to
want
to save
it. And that's what
I'm saying.
So, like, realistically, a person, it has to be due as a combination of when you get your powers, who your parents were. Because let's be real, that's a lot.
It has to be, okay, let's don't put like, it has to be based on your experience in life.
In life, exactly.
When the powers come.
Exactly. And let's be real. Let's be real here.
But that's not the case. It's both sides. Your experience is bad. My experience is bad. But we're not going to have the same outcome because I know the difference, right? You because remember, the problem is you refuse to accept the reality of what the world is, right? You just assume people should just want to be better. It's not the reality. And funny enough, that's how you feel, and you become a fucking villain.
Villain, because I see how...
You understand how crazy that is?
This is my thing. This is my thing. Because in my low self-esteem days, I'm like... Because I know I never really was this person that had the high self-esteem and like how I see people. I evolved to this person. It happened overnight. And now granted, it's fucking hard. And when I see people that's doing, you know, let their instincts take over, that's the easy part. Because anybody who knows me from when I was younger, I was an emotional person.
Gosh.
Exactly.
Gosh.
I evolve.
Emotional.
I'm saying, so my thing is being that way is a choice. So I'm like, if I'm this person.
Yeah, but the reason behind the choice, not everybody knows. We saw you go through that to become better.
But then.
Everybody you see in the world, you're not part of their lives.
But then the other side of this thing is.
Some people don't get out.
Yeah, you're right. And there's another thing. I had a support system. Y'all do.
Exactly.
My parents, y'all.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't have that support system.
Yeah, and they definitely, without some kind of support system, people would go
down. They stay, and it just gets darker and darker.
I think I'd have been an anti-hero.
Yeah. No.
No. You'd have been
I would have gone full-blown villain.
Yes.
Nah. Are you sick?
It's no doubt.
We were taking you down doubt. In some part of our first season. Nigga.
I'm the villain. No. I'm the villain who hired Thanos. You know the guy after they killed Thanos, the dude in the back? That's me. I'm the last boss y'all fighting. First season. Y'all gonna I'm the season finale boss.
Negative.
I'm the season finale boss.
You're the first season.
Nah. Yeah. I'm gonna lay y'all think y'all taking me on the first season.
But Thanos? I don't know, man.
I don't know, shit either, man.
Behind Thanos? Okay. I don't know, man.
All right.
You're saying that now because now it's premeditated. But if your life go through the fact where you got powers at a certain age, you wouldn't be the...
All I'm saying is...
Y'all think about a way to...
All I'm saying is, I'm going to disappear for, a month? And then y'all going
to... Remember, the same guy who decided to... Because we were off, right? We were playing his game. We were off. He had to go to work. He's upset. He decided to come and get his CD.
Could you believe this motherfucker did that shit?
That's not premeditated.
Why y'all keep bringing up shit when I was like a teenager?
But that's what I'm saying. That's the spontaneous.
That's like judging somebody.
But what I'm saying to you, we're talking about if you got the powers around the time you were
an emotional wreck.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no. Y'all would have a full blown
season one on you.
Y'all would have an omega level mutant with no control of his powers. Y'all have to kill me,
lashing out
to bring me down. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because you lash out.
But assuming I survive and I become this person.
And then
I mean, great example of this is fucking Chronicles.
True. But no, I mean, they didn't expect to get these shits.
Yeah, you're right. Chronicles, like, that's an underrated movie, by the way.
And yeah, they were all friends, true.
Yeah, and there's the one friend.
The guy who was having the problems.
Was getting beat by his daddy, end up being the psycho.
Yeah.
It comes down to your environment.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Or it's a choice.
You didn't have a good go at life. Most villains didn't have a good go at life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're right. They had a rough upbringing. Think about it. You fall in some bad acid. You got powers. Now your wife left you. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, you look a certain way. You defunct.
You feel a certain way. You look a certain way. All of a sudden, you had everything yesterday and then...
Joker.
Oh, yeah, Joker.
But no, he was crazy before, though.
Now, he was. He had some issues going on,
but nobody likes him. Yeah, he was...
But his life just kept going down and down and down. That's
because of the type of person he was. He was awkwardly. He was awkward.
Yeah.
So everybody shun him.
Well, yeah, but you can't blame a person for being awkward. I mean,
I'm not saying blame for being awkward.
You're not gonna fit in.
Yeah, you're not going to fit in. A lot of people don't fit in.
A lot of people don't fit in, but you have to try.
Case in point.
You have to try.
He has no friends. He had no support system.
No, but I think
his mama was dying.
And the mom shit.
Yeah. The mom was.
And then the fact that with the whole Bruce Wayne shit.
Yeah, that shit sent him overboard, man.
You understand? Because he tried to be good.
So.
He tried to be good. Yeah, he went. Yeah. He tried to have the conversation. Niggas wasn't trying to hear him. So he just gave up and decided, okay, if this is who y'all want me to be, this is y'all keep pushing me in this corner, let me be that person.
I mean,
and now everybody wishing he was different.
Yeah, dude, like that could not have a good challenge.
No, he tried to stick with the clowning or whatever. So it's based. Most of them have bad childhoods.
To wrap up the Umbrella Academy session, good show. Watch it. It's not like the traditional comic books. It's another good Netflix joint.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Well, you're in episode two, so you got the good. I wish I were you, because the shit you about to endure, you
gonna
embark
on.
You gonna love the shit.
I see that.
Now, the second series that Netflix happened to drop, Transformers. Those of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, this is your entire childhood there. Transformers Cybertron, War for Cybertron. Netflix series came out July 30th. It's about the whole Autobot Decepticon War. It showed you in the early stages.
It's the first war, right?
Yeah.
First.
This is the first Autobot Decepticon War. Okay. There's certain bots that are Decepticons and Autobots, and it's a bunch of bullshit. It's a point of view, right? So on the other hand, Autobots, the Decepticons, they fighting for freedom because they were the mine workers, and they were rising up to, you know, they were getting oppressed for years and they were rising up. That's the whole thing with Megatron, right? But my problem with Megatron, he kind of let that power went to his head, because his plan in this series is just crazy. I feel like he in tyrant territory. If not, he acting like a tyrant territory.
He's always been.
We all know Megatron being a tyrant, but this shows you how he got to that point and the extremes he's willing to go to end this war. So it's if you like Transformers, I like it. I like the art style. I feel like it should be more vehicle combat, but that's just a nitpick. I love the robot carnage. There's a lot of robo carnage in there. I love it.
Yo, you know.
Oh, one more thing. My one problem with Transformers since I was a kid was the humans. So we finally got a Transformers that's just all Autobots and Decepticons. No humans involved. Because I'm like, I never understood the connection.
But when they came to Earth, they had to connect with the species.
Yeah. So why...
This is on War and Cybertron.
Why the fuck are we going to talk to a bunch of five-year-olds?
I think it's so the kids could see themselves.
I get it. I know why they do.
It was a kid's character.
It worked for me as a kid. But as an adult, I can't stand the humans in Transformers anymore. That's just me.
I've been there.
I had it my way, every single movie on where Transformers in the future would take place on Cybertron are just in space. Because the humans, I'm like, you're an advanced alien species and you have a war and you come to a planet and you're going to talk to the kids of the planet or the adults? Which one? Which makes more sense?
I understand.
When they talk to the adults, what happened?
Huh?
When they talk to the adults, what happened?
I'm just saying, it makes more logical sense to go talk to the adults.
Yeah, but the reason why they didn't talk to the adults, because the adults always trying to find ways to control.
Right.
The situation.
Yeah, I could see that.
The kids, I feel like they befriended the kids, so the kids helped them. Because remember, they don't know the world. The kids have a understanding.
I understand it. They don't understand them. Like, you know, there's... Yeah, they do.
Huh?
They understand how about human culture.
The whole thing was blending in.
Issue is that was my one thing. I never really related to the humans. So, I'm like... I liked it because, like, it's just a war between two different... These two separate factions that we know and love for years. And we show how, like, the war... But by the way... The Autobots began to ass kicked in this fucking series. Because, like, this is before Optimus Prime. This is before Prime became Prime.
The Autobots here are losing because there's more Decepticons, no?
Yeah, he has a whole fucking... He's in a Coliseum and he's making speeches and shit.
There's always more bad guys.
In an abandoned transport ship.
Yeah, there's always more bad guys. Exactly. So, it's just a handful of Autobots.
Just a heads up. Autobots will be getting ass kicked in this series. So, if you're an Autobot fanboy, don't watch this. So
I won't say don't watch it, but don't expect to be on top.
The Prime we see in the movies. Transformers, the War for Cybertron, as we were saying. Yeah, there's like two Transformers in there that could combine with each other, but that's just about it. I mean, I don't know, maybe you might see a Combiner Wars series eventually. Because what we could gather, the Combiners are like a separate race of Transformers that could combine with each other, right?
Yeah.
However,
I don't think with each other, but just with what I think
they could
whoever.
Combine with. So the reason they could combine is you said. So, I'm guessing back in the day, the reason they could have combined is because said Autobot used to be a combiner.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
That's why he could combine with said person. Right?
Yeah.
That power has to be given to somebody. He closed the door.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. I think we should get a series about that because I'm like the coolest
Touch Transformers. I'm saying, you can't ask these questions because we haven't dwelled. We on the surface. We like Transformers, but we don't have the comic books. We don't have
So we can only speak from what we saw.
We've seen every Transformers show that's come out, but we have never delved into the whole nerdish.
Yeah, well, there's a Transformers series called the Combiner Wars in the comic books. So
there you go.
I guess that was a battle between the Decepticons and Autobots.
Because remember, think about it.
Because there's evil Combiners too.
Yeah, of course.
They chose sides. It's both sides. Like,
what I'm saying is that even in the shows that we watch, the Dominicons or whatever.
Yeah.
You had to befriend one.
So I'm guessing the Dominicons are Combiners then.
I'm guessing.
Because they just said it's smaller.
You have, but smaller I'm saying, you had combined.
That actually makes sense. When you had to think find about them. The that makes sense.
Yeah,
that we saw.
Yeah, you're right. So.
Because think about it. Optimus, Bumblebee, yeah. They never combined.
Yeah, even though they've been through battles.
Together.
Okay.
They don't have that.
But he can't combine with Bumblebee, but he could combine with Jetfire.
What's I saying? Jetfire, okay. But remember, Jetfire gave in the movie, Jetfire gave him his spark.
Talking about the series.
What I'm saying?
In the cartoon.
The way they make it in the movie, Jetfire gave him his spark. Like, he chose that.
You know, I don't think we should use the movie though, because they fuck up the canon.
We're not. I'm saying the aspect of it, right? Yeah, he used it. He sacrificed it because there was never, after that in the movies, Jetfire was done for.
That's because, I mean, and they never really established, in the movies, they don't really focus on the...
Yeah, they don't explain.
They don't really, like, show you, okay, these Autobots can combine, these guys can't. Then all of a sudden, oh, Jetfire has come.
Who else combined in the movie?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so, like, I mean, we talking about the movie. Let's be real. Whoever watches the movie, don't watch it for the story.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, sure. Let's talk about the story of this...
So, yeah, it's in the early stage of the war for Cybertron. You know, it shows, you know, Optimus Prime is getting his ass kicked left or right. The Autobots are, they're not an army, they're the resistance. Let's be real here. And then, you know, battle for the Allspark. What's new? They need to find a new artifact, boy. Fighting for the Allspark for decades now.
That is the artifact. That changed. Whoever has it changed the game.
Yeah, because, so his plan, my thing with Megatron, this shows how much of a tyrant he is. He want to win this war at all costs because the plan he uses, he wants to use to win the war. It's like bad. Like you basically end up genociding everybody. So, and he has conflicts with a lot of his generals. And as a result, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you, but you know, I'm not gonna spoil it. Megatron is a tyrant. He's a bad. He's a big bad trying to kill everybody and all about.
Business
as usual. What's new?
I don't know. From the trailer, I might have some feelings toward him.
You don't,
in the sense that he's doing this shit for his people, and he's just taking down everybody else that cuts in the way. I don't necessarily see him as a bad guy as when I was a kid.
Because, like, I mean, he doesn't, based on what I've seen, he doesn't want to kill Autobots. He just wanted to join the Decepticons.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to, so okay, you gotta die.
Yeah, you're the enemy now.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it shouldn't be join me or die. What kind of shit is that?
Dog, I mean,
he know the Autobots are gonna continue standing in his way.
What are you talking about? That's life.
Life.
that's the true hallmark of a tyrant. Yes,
that's life.
John Mia, that
not necessarily a tyrant, but
that's life. Yeah.
What the hell? You think when U.S. goes to war with any other country, it's if you don't
they
join,
don't even have a yeah. They don't have a choice to join.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You could fight us and then we'll just put you beings, down. As human beings,
you can say you're part of me now until your back is turned. You don't give them that ability to do that.
Yeah.
So, in reality, he asked him like, the first episode with Bumblebee or whatever, because he's not a...
He wasn't
Autobot.
You want a piece of that also.
Right? He's asking, yo, join us. Or join me or whatever. Let's change the world or whatever. Or change Cybertron or whatever. He's like, yo, I don't want no parts of neither of y'all. Autobot or Decepticon. I'm just me. Right? Yeah. And that's so you see that. And then as time go on, he ran away because then since he didn't want to join them. Yeah, so I don't see him as a, I mean, you see the entire thing, but I just see it as since you're not going to join me and you're going to stand in my way, I got to get rid of you.
Nah, but his plan in the series, I definitely get why. You take him out. That whole giant house die mindset is fucking bullshit.
I'm actually with him on that shit.
So... You basically, you know what Megatron does, right? Megatron goes in, let's say he's invading a planet. He goes in, he don't give you options. He's like, okay, you are the Decepticons, we're going to execute you. That's not how you do it.
Okay.
I mean, there's people. I mean, how are you gonna tell me? I've been a Christian for hundreds of years. You came out of nowhere and you tell me I will become a Decepticon? Cause of what?
He's telling him to join me or die because he know as an Autobot, your leader main purpose is to stop me from doing what I'm doing, and you as a follower, you're gonna do whatever he tells you.
Yeah.
It's not like the Autobots. He's not like the Autobots has an option to stand he by
see,
and let.
He sees shit black and white. That's dangerous.
Because it is black and white in his situation, right? The Autobots are not gonna stand by and allow him to do what he wants to do. The second you have that icon on your chest, that means I'm resisting whatever Megatron's going to do.
Hmm.
So that's what the Autobot's going to do. Nothing else.
Well, the whole thing is the Autobot, the Decepticons are join us or die. And the Autobots, the whole thing is every sentient life deserves a right to choose,
mm-hmm.
which is why he hates him.
Mm-hmm.
So we have on one side, this is like, okay, y'all could become whatever the hell you want because they actually have situations where they met Decepticons and they were nice to them. They had to kill. They could have killed them, but they didn't. And we all know that was Decepticon. This situation was reversed.
First, yeah, they be dead.
So I just, you know,
yeah. One has but remember, that's based on their leader. Megatron don't have time to figure out who wants to be. Who's gonna allow him to do what he wants to do?
He's just power hungry.
As you said, they've been.
Well, he could have gotten lost in power hunger, but
that's exactly what happened. I'm not saying he became that.
I'm guessing. Saying
over time that I could tell that. The war, just take a toll on it. Because think about it. Yeah. We've been fighting for years. Dude, war is not easy. Talk to any soldier. Ask them if they want to do it again. It is not easy. Yeah. You don't get tired. I'm like, you're trying to tell me, all I got to do is wipe out these two cities and the war is over? This war I've been fighting for like a decade? Hell yeah. In the bigger picture, yeah.
Yeah.
Do I think it's wrong to wipe out 10 millions of lives like that? But sometimes, general, bro. I'm fighting this war. I ain't got time for that. I'm running out of resources, people dying. Let's just end this war right now. So it's a double-edged sword. I like the Autobots because they look cooler. That's just me. But in a situation, you never know. Megatron could have been. We know his backstory, but we never seen a series that shows you how he became this person.
The comic book that we have.
Yeah, there's a comic book that showed you like he was in an arena, and how he became. You know, he's a warrior.
He was battle born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why he's like nasty as hell.
Yeah. Like even in the comic book, he was given Optimus Prime
like, yo, because
he had training. He's
brutal. Though.
Yeah,
he's straight up brutal.
He was training.
But they should show more of that side.
The problem is nobody. They don't want. Most people are not going to delve into how deep that is. They keep it above the surface.
Let's be real. Transformers is just to sell toys.
I know.
That's the main thing.
They have it so the villain is a villain.
That's why you go to the comic books.
I hate that.
Yeah,
shit,
if you want to dive deep, yeah, you gotta go to the comic books.
You know what I mean? So they have depth, but you're not going to see that at no.
You're not seeing the Matrix.
They have no time to.
Most people ain't got time to go and do that. Yeah. Dive deep and do all this extra shit.
So they just rinse the same battle versus battle. Different, like even Beast Wars, that was the same battle.
Yeah.
Somehow they accidentally got to that planet. Nothing. There was nothing else. No trucks or nothing. They were focused on.
Check this out. Oh yeah,
becoming part of them.
In that universe they're building, Cybertron is not the only planet with Transformers on it. In the universe, period. The Transformers universe, right?
In this universe, too.
So you could tell, like, yo, they go...
It's their origination.
Yeah.
Cybertron's the origination.
Cybertron's probably the cradle.
But everybody spread
there's,
out.
There's Autobots on different planets. So that's what we had the Beast Wars. Because there's a scene where when they found the gate, Bumblebee's like, yeah, I used to go off the world all the time racing.
Yeah.
So there's a world out there that's just...
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven to me right there.
No, there's a planet. There's a race world.
Yeah, that's just...
Yeah.
Straight
racing.
No SUVs. Heaven.
No SUV.
That's racing. Like, wow. Sound like Mike and Heaven right there, bro.
Yeah, so.
So what are y'all thoughts on this?
I like it.
I mean, I think it has potential. It has potential. Once again, it's not gonna dive deep into where we want it to go. So if you really everybody knows, this ain't the first time Transformers came out. If you want information about it, you delve deeper.
Yeah.
But this one seems to have potential because it shows you where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Right. All Optimus we've seen was he was a badass from the jump.
He was Robot Jesus, essentially.
This is where he starts getting to become himself.
Yeah, and like Cornette said, I mean, there's no humans in this, so it's just straight
robot or robot focus, carnage. Yeah, the way nature intended.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So
it seems like an interesting series. He saw it already, so he knows.
It's good. I highly recommend it. If you're a giant robot, now granted, I love giant robots. I'm a giant robot person. I love mechas. Okay, so I'm gonna gravitate to that kind of stuff.
Even if you're not into mechs and shit like that, I think the Autobots and shit is still an interesting story.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same story that we see in most shows.
Yeah, but this one looks like a different...
You know what I mean?
It's a different take.
Different take on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the origination.
This really is a nitty gritty. You know what it reminds me of?
Because even this, Bumblebee's not even an Autobot yet.
Dude, you know what this series reminds me of? And I was like praying that would happen. Remember that game War for Cybertron?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. We didn't play it too long.
You didn't play it?
We played. Y'all never played
it. I played both sides. Autobots and Decepticons.
I started it, but it wasn't really.
Yeah, that don't usually sound like my type.
Nah, it was. It was a decent game.
This story, man. Didn't escalate the war like I thought it would, because in that game, that war escalated. It was straight up battles that's after battles
get,
after battles.
That's when they're trying to get on the ship. I love right? that and shit. They destroyed the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ship didn't. Yeah, like it just straight up. We at war. It's just robot carnage.
Yeah.
It satisfied my robot bloodlust. That's all I can say.
But yeah, definitely check that out because that might be a good one.
That might be. It is a good one.
It is a good one. Definitely check that shit out.
Okay.
And that is that, guys.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode of Talk About Epic. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.